Welcome back, everybody. I'm joined by my special guest, Matt Rothschild. Today, I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You know Matt well. He's here with me every Monday, and you know his fine work on Wisconsin Forward, a podcast that you can find at civicmedia.us, on Spotify, Apple Pods, and wherever you like to get your favorite podcast from. Remember, the Maggie Dawn Show is always available on those same resources as a podcast after we do what we do live every day here on the Civic Media Radio Network from 4 to 6 p.m. We're still going to get to Epstein and the Milwaukee Brewers before this hour is out, but right now we've got the phone and text lines open. We're talking fascism and flooding. Donald Trump taking over control of D.C. Metro Police in what can only be termed absolute and utter totalitarian garbage. He uses a lie. Oh, there's crime exploding in Washington, D.C. So he can be a little mini tin pot despot and sends in National Guards members and other law enforcement from the federal government that need to be doing other things. Dear Doge, talk about fraud, waste, and abuse. Maybe take a look there, after all. Folks, you want to join our conversation, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Now, to some of my Republican friends out there who may live in the city of Milwaukee around southeastern Wisconsin, Milwaukee's got a black mayor. We're considered a Democratic city. Are you okay with a president just deciding, not based on facts or reality, that he wants to take over the police? Or he wants to take over law enforcement responsibilities from a place like Milwaukee simply because they tend to vote Democratic or they've got a black mayor? What if it was your town, your sheriff's department, and it was a Democratic president? How does that sit with you? Why is this acceptable? Why is it okay for a president to lie about something like this? I just don't get it. 855-752-4842. Let's go to one of our friends, CJ from Stoughton. CJ, how are you? Say hi to Matt. What you got?
Hi, Matt and Maggie. Hey, thanks for taking my call. You know, I love this. You know, this is what it's all about because you can't walk down Milwaukee streets at 11 o'clock at night holding hands.
Okay, CJ, when's the last time you were anywhere in Milwaukee at 11 o'clock and didn't feel safe, and where were you?
Doesn't matter, Maggie.
Yes, it does, because if you're going to make a factual assertion on this show, it had better be accurate. It had better be actually a fact. Otherwise, it's not helpful.
You only talk over me.
Right, it's my show, CJ, so I get to do that.
Over me. Can I respond once and get more?
I just want to, CJ, the question of the afternoon is pretty simple. It's pretty simple. Crime is down in Washington, D.C. That's by Donald Trump's own Justice Department statistics available 24 hours ago on the DOJ website for the District of Washington, D.C. His own DOJ says crime is down, but he got up today and lied. Why is it okay for Donald Trump to say that Washington, D.C. has an explosion in crime when that is factually not true? I just want to ask you about the lie.
We listen to you and your party and the border czar, Kamala.
I just want to ask you about this lie today, CJ. Can you just, if you don't like Kamala Harris lying,
3 months of zero.
Donna, CJ, you do this every time I talk to you. All you want to do is argue about what Kamala Harris said. By the way, she wasn't president. All you want to do is talk about Democrats. I'm asking you about your guy. He told an objective, provable lie this morning. Why is that okay?
Well, I'm so glad that the U.S. Attorney for D.C., Judge Jeanine, is taking control, because now we're going to see those cash bails or no cash bails be gone.
Thank God. CJ, wait a minute. Let's just break this down. Fine, whatever you want to say about Judge Jeanine Pirro. I'm asking you about what Donald Trump said this morning. It is a provable lie. Why is that okay?
Maggie, you always put me in a box. You turn my mic off, you turn it on. You don't do it to anybody else. Nobody. Can I?
I do it to people who lie. I do it to people who lie. I'm asking you whether or not, CJ, like, there would be a response to this, which would be, I don't agree with those statistics, though they are statistics from Donald Trump's own Justice Department as of 24 hours ago. You can say, I think that there is an overarching concern about security. There are ways to answer that question, but you have to grapple with the fact that this man lies. I want you to address Donald Trump's problem telling the truth. And why, if that's not acceptable from Kamala Harris or Joe Biden, it's okay when it's your guy.
Go, Donald, go.
That's all we're going to get from CJ this afternoon. It's fine if my guy lies. If it's your person, that's a problem for him. I just don't get it.
It's just cheering for his team. That's what it boiled down to at the end, just a chant.
It's too bad. It's too bad we can't have a conversation.
It is too bad. Let's take up a couple other things. He mentioned the no cash bail. This one's fun. Jacob, if you can you play cut five?
Radical left city council adopted no cash bail. By the way, every place in the country where you have no cash bail is a disaster. That's what started the problem in New York, and they don't change it.
Okay, we can fade that out.
Change it.
Just a couple facts on cash bail and no cash bail. Donald Trump, in every single criminal accusation and grand jury indictment that he has faced, guess what he got released on? No cash bail. So Donald Trump, again, thinks it's fine for him, not okay for anybody else. And here's what everybody needs to understand about cash bail. Cash bail means that we determine who gets to be free before they are convicted while they are presumed innocent, and who is locked up with their freedom deprived, with their liberty taken. And we decide that simply based on the size of their bank account. Does that sound like an American principle? You can get rid of cash bail and simply move to an assessment of threat to community to decide if someone gets released. We talk more on the other side on The Maggie Dawn Show.